Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast. It is September 7th, 2023, and I'm your host, John Lothian. This podcast includes an episode of Options Discovery featuring Asma Awis and an interview by Alex Tang of Scott Sheridan of Tasty Trade. The subject of the interview is entrepreneurship and brokerages in the options industry. The lead story of the day is from Bloomberg with the title, "The FinTech Owner Accused of Laundering Drug Money in Huge Bitcoin Scheme." Kao Marchesani is alleged to have converted piles of cash into crypto accounts for a criminal gang. The FT reports banks and investors step up opposition to EU derivatives plans as trade bodies call on Block to scrap initiative to move clearing deals out of London. Lastly, global regulators are seeking to crack down on decentralized finance via Reuters. Today's John Lothian newsletter includes commentary from its hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from the previous edition of the newsletter, and of the first three stories I just mentioned from the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to check out the history of trading videos on the MarketsWiki Education page of johnlothiannews.com, including the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The FIA and several of its fellow trade associations, which collectively represent European end users of derivatives along with providers of clearing services, have published a joint statement on the European Commission's proposed active account requirement under the European Market Infrastructure Regulation, EMIR 3.0. The second entry in the leads by Philip Stafford of the Financial Times covers the issue in a story titled "Banks and Investors Step Up Opposition to EU Derivatives Plans," with the subheading "Trade Bodies Call on Block to Scrap Initiative to Move Clearing Deals Out of London." I know you don't want more news about how hot it is or has been, but the Financial Times has a story informing us that world heat records smashed in Northern Hemisphere summer, scientists say. The subheading is "Season of Simmering in Planet's Warmest June to August Period Since Documentation Began in 1940. So we had hot months, and now we have had the hottest season. Acuity today published the third quarter 2023 Proprietary Trading Management Insight Report based on a quarterly survey of the Acuity Proprietary Trading Expert Network, a group of senior proprietary trading executives from across the globe, and produced in partnership with Avalicom. The SGX Cares Bull Charge Annual Charity Initiative teed off today with its charity golf tournament, bringing together corporates to raise $218,888 Singapore dollars in support of underprivileged children and families, persons with disabilities, and the elderly. This is the 20th year of SGX Cares Bull Challenge fundraising. On September 27th, Trading Technologies is holding an event in London, TT Connect Asia Insight, at Andaz London Liverpool Street. The keynote speaker will be my good friend and former Financial Times reporter Jeremy Grant. For more details and to go register, go to a link in today's newsletter. You missed out on the ski-in, ski-out home in Aspen, Colorado that was just bought for a cool $76 million by a Florida car dealer. The Wall Street Journal has the story. Can anyone tell me what happened to the metaverse? What happened to the real estate people bought in various metaverse environments? I can't remember the last significant story we had in JLN about the metaverse. September 7th is International Day of Clean Air for Blue Skies 2023. Follow the hashtags hashtag Together for Clean Air and hashtag World Clean Air Day on social media to learn more about the transboundary nature of air pollution and the need for stronger partnerships, increased investment, and shared responsibility to overcome air pollution. Learn more about how to get involved from the United Nations website. A global ESG survey by BNP Paribas found that institutional investors are accelerating their low-carbon transition strategies. The survey of 420 asset owners and managers, hedge funds, and private equity firms shows that institutional investors are mobilizing capital towards investments that will deliver measurable positive impacts alongside financial returns. Institutional investors are incorporating ESG, notably in their portfolio management and investment decisions, despite the data constraints that continue to pose the biggest barrier to ESG integration, especially in tackling financial risk posed by climate change. BNP Paribas' ESG Global Survey 2023 is part of a series of reports that examine institutional investors' progress on the path to sustainability. The first report published today focuses on ESG data and reporting, while the second will examine net zero objectives, and the third will study the integration of ESG expertise in operations. Learn more with the link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories yesterday on JLN Options were zeroing in on zero DTE options trading, learn the basics. FSB warns of risk posed by hedge funds, hidden leverage. And there's no plan B, oil chief sound alarm on refining woes. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. As mentioned earlier, we have a new episode, episode 19 of Options Discovery. Intro to entrepreneurship and brokerages in the options industry. In this episode of Options Discovery, Esma Awas explains what brokers are in the options industry and the services they provide. Alex Tang then sits down with Scott Sheridan, CEO of the brokerage firm TastyTrade and co-founder of the trading platform Thinkorswim, to discuss TastyTrade, Thinkorswim, and entrepreneurship in the options industry. Feel free to learn more about TastyTrade or Thinkorswim with a link in today's newsletter. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. We also have the full Scott Sheridan interview, Entrepreneurship and Brokerages in the Options Industry. Scott Sheridan, CEO of TastyTrade, discusses these topics and more in this Options Discovery full interview. In this Options Discovery full interview, Alex Tang speaks with Scott Sheridan, CEO of the brokerage firm TastyTrade and co-founder of the trading platform Thinkorswim to discuss TastyTrade and entrepreneurship in the options industry. Scott talks about a variety of topics, including his career and transition to the brokerage business, as well as the start and growth of TastyTrade and Thinkorswim. Feel free to learn more about TastyTrade and Thinkorswim with a link in today's newsletter. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from the Financial Times. The headline, How Digital Cash Got Caught Up in the Culture Wars. Plans for central bank digital currencies are gaining momentum around the world, and so are conspiracy theories. At a conference in April, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis veered from familiar swipes at diversity, inclusion, and corporate wokeness to take aim at a more surprising target. One of the things we're going to ban in Florida this year is the idea of a central bank digital currency, he told the audience in Pennsylvania to whoops and cheers. Guess what'll happen? They're going to try and impose an ESG agenda through that. My comment. Everything is fair game in the culture wars. Apple pie, Chevrolet, baseball, all fair game. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Global fears are feeding demand for Lloyd's of London insurance. Insurance market returns to interim profit as claims cost fall. Sales are growing far above the rest of the economy, CEO Neil says. Growing fears about the state of the world are pushing more people to take out insurance even as prices rise, Lloyd's of London Chief Executive Officer John Neil said. Rising inflation, recession worries, climate threats, and geopolitical tensions are making individuals and businesses more wary of risks, according to the head of the insurance exchange. While in a normal year, insurance grows at the same rate as gross domestic product, it is now growing three times faster, Neil said in an interview with Bloomberg News. My comment. Think of this as a major risk contract making significant record open interest high records. Wednesday's top three stories. Our top story Wednesday was column Elon Musk comes around to blaming the Jews from the Los Angeles Times. Second was real estate doom loop threatens America's banks from the Wall Street Journal. Third was ex-DRW trader accused of stealing proprietary quant code from Bloomberg. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. The headline, as mentioned earlier, the fintech owner accused of laundering drug money in a huge Bitcoin scheme. Keo Marchesani is alleged to have converted piles of cash into crypto accounts for a criminal gang. A fintech owner in London is facing allegations that he helped notorious drug traffickers attempt to launder hundreds of millions of euros through a crypto exchange platform on a scale rarely seen by European prosecutors. Authorities in Belgium are seeking the extradition of Keo Marchesani from the UK as part of their effort to dismantle a transnational gang. They accused the 38-year-old Italian of, quote, knowingly and intentionally, unquote, hoarding piles of cash and converting them to Bitcoin for Sergio Roberto de Carvalho, a Brazilian described by Interpol as one of the world's most wanted kingpins before his arrest in 2022, and Floor Bressers, a Belgian national known as the Finger Cutter, who was also nabbed last year. Here's a story from the Financial Times. The headline, banks and investors step up opposition to EU derivatives plans. Trade bodies call on Bloc to scrap initiative to move clearing deals out of London. Asset managers, pension funds, and brokers across Europe have stepped up their opposition to EU plans to shift trillions of euros of derivatives out of London, warning the move could hurt European companies and investors. 11 trade associations representing both institutional investors and large banks and brokers handling derivatives trades said on Thursday that they, quote, strongly recommended, unquote, the policymakers ditch a controversial proposal to push a minimum amount of euro derivatives through a so-called active accounts held in EU-based clearinghouses. And then finally, here's a story from Reuters. The headline, global regulators seek to crack down on decentralized finance. Global security regulators set out on Thursday their first blueprint to make participants in, quote, decentralized finance, unquote, DeFi, accountable for their actions and safeguard market stability. DeFi platforms allow users to lend, borrow, and save in digital assets using the blockchain technology that underpins crypto assets to bypass the traditional gatekeepers of finance such as banks and exchanges. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling your friends about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.